Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Oh, dude, I'm so tired.
So one thing, yes. Well, you have a sleep thing, right?
I do have a sleep thing. It's called narcolepsy.
And that means you like to party vampires.
Close.
Doesn't it have something to do with vampires?
No, there's a lot more spiders and alligators than there are vampires. You know, the nightmares.
I feel like the I'm just way off, but I feel like the narco is something that's Nosferatu.
Oh, I see how you get that mixed up, yeah.
I wasn't accusing you of being a vampire. Well, I kind of was accusing you of being.
Yeah, I don't have vampire teeth. You have more vampire teeth than I do.
Nosferatu. I'm really sorry to hear that you're having sleep troubles. I don't know how to come back from this.
I'm sorry.
I made a hole, and I'm in the hole.
Yeah.
And if you'll forgive me for what.
Did I show you that? Speaking of holes, did I show you that video where the.
Speaking of holes? No, I've seen the movie Hole. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
No, it's like true. We're sci-fi.
Crazy things going on.
Kind of sci-fi.
Now, have you seen Space Pirates? That's a great one.
Space Pirates. That's a good one. What about Space Balls? I love Space Balls.
Space Balls.
Mel Brooks is awesome.
Okay, yeah, Mel Brooks. Yeah. I got a problem with that whole syndicate. Anyway, we're not getting into that.
Of course you do.
You're telling me about.
I don't know what else.
Talking about your week.
It has been a week.
You've had a lot of suffering this week.
Gosh, that's.
This is Michelle's
pathetic life.
It's not that. It's just, free the cheese. Free the cheese in your heart, Michelle. Free the cheese in your mind.
You know what? I was freeing cheese today.
You were freeing the cheese.
I was freeing cheese today. Yeah, I was eating some cheese at my desk this morning. And the kids in class were like, "Are you eating cheese?" And I was like,
"What? You're not allowed to eat cheese anymore? Or what's the problem?"
I don't know. They just, for some reason, thought it was weird that I was tearing off chunks of cheese and eating it. I like cheese. I'm cheesy that way.
No, I like cheese. Yeah. I like cheese too. So, I really wasn't trying to bring it back to the cheese thing.
It always comes back to the cheese.
But you.
Oh, and so I was like, "Oh, look, I'm cutting the cheese."
Oh boy! Cutting the cheese.
So, Lisa, my head teacher in the class.
Yeah.
She was like, she just started laughing, and the kids had no idea what these terms are. I'm like, "You've never heard the term cutting the cheese?" And they're all like, "No."
It's way too tame nowadays. Like, you and me know what it means.
I know, I just so many things.
But the kids are so coarse now, and they're so...
Like that song that was on the radio earlier, and it had like a dial tone or something, kids won't even know what that is.
No, it's a Pink Floyd song, and at the end of it, it had like the, when he left the phone off the hook.
Yeah, the busy signal thing, yeah.
Yeah, they'll never know. People keep listening to the song, and they won't know what it is.
No.
Anyway, that's not
much. That's sad.
It's
just
sad.
Bring it back.
Or it's just like,
I don't know.
Maybe
I am just nostalgic that way.
What? Do you want kids to know what a dial tone is?
Yeah.
Wait. What are you gonna do? You're gonna call. You're gonna get on your cell phone, right?
I mean, we have, you know what?
No, I thought it. Hear me out.
Yeah.
So you're going to get on your cell phone, and you're going to call AT&T or Cox or whoever. And you're going to have to put a phone in your house again that no one has anymore. You're going to get a landline. Like, this is what I want from it, is a landline. And then, not just then, you're going to get a couple phones that are connected with the coily cords that we all use to get our...
Yeah.
And this is everything you're going to do here.
Rotary, Michelle. Not push button either.
Oh, rotary, okay. Rotary. And then you're going to make your kids lay down on a bed or a couch, and you're going to... take that phone off that coily freaking rope that it's on and lay it down behind them so they can learn the off-the-hook tone. This is so much into this to make people learn the off-the-hook tone.
I mean...
is it... no, really. You're like...
I mean...
No. You said I... what you said to me was, I feel like kids should learn this.
Yeah, they should have the experience.
And you're going to put that much money and time and effort. So what are you going to do? You get a kid on the couch, eventually, watching Netflix, which is satellite feed anyway, right? And then you put a coily rope phone behind them for them to hear, just so they can hear that sound? They're not going to know what that crap that... what? On a rotary phone? That's what he is? They're like, what's this weird thing making noises by me? They're not going to know what that... I can't... are you really going to do this?
I think it's a great project.
A great project?
What else am I going to do?
It's a great project. Michelle's so bored. You're like $600 deep here.
Because I have nothing.
You're like $600 deep here just to have the phone behind the kid making the noise.
Or I could just get the
piece. And they're going to know what the crap it means anyway.
I know. But it would be funny.
No, I'm asking you. I'm not telling. I'm asking.
I think it's great. I think when I get my...
that's your idea.
You know what I want for my RV?
Your RV? Is it a receiverless rotary phone?
I want a payphone.
A payphone?
Yeah.
No one can do this. You're going to lose money.
How am I going to lose money?
Are you going to lose money?
Yeah. I'll get the payphone, and I'll set it... I'll attach it to the outside, and then people will be like, oh, there's no cell service, but wait, there's a landline. I'll just, and they'll put money in there, but it doesn't work because it's not hooked up to anything.
So how is it?
I'll make money.
So you just get the guy. You just get the dimes.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually connect to anything.
No.
So what you're doing is you're like, this would be what we call
don't.
Fraud.
No.
This is fraud. You're going to be a fraudster.
It doesn't say. Well, actually, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be people our age and older that even know what it is. Kids won't know what it is.
I think it's
going
to be crackheads. Very poor people.
That are going to rip it off and steal them. My coins?
No. People that still believe there's such thing as a payphone.
How did the phone company get the money from the payphones?
What are you talking about? The guy
had to come around with the key, right?
Yeah, take all the money out of there.
Did the phone company even make any money off payphones?
Oh, heck yeah. They made millions. Billions, even. Apparently, you can't even say millions anymore. This is, like, lame. The only thing people are saying is, now, hey, you know about this thing with billions?
You have been on the billions.
I have. I have been on a
I'm not sure where, what triggered
about,
this.
We don't have to talk about this. Are we at 27 minutes?
No.
All right. So how's your clutch doing with a bunch of turkey clutch?
Oh, look at you remembering the turkey.
Yeah, see, I remember. Yeah. You got a bunch of eggs.
I didn't check them before I left this morning. And
you got a camera on that? Like, this is the kind of thing, like, people turn into, or tune into.
Yeah.
Am I saying? Anyway.
No, I don't think this, but.
Eggs,
this
egg,
signal
egg,
from the
egg,
internet
egg
will go
hatching.
All the way out to the.
Yeah, because exactly what I said earlier, what I was talking about.
Okay. I'm sure it was.
Yes, with the freaking dial tone and the kids not paying attention. There's no way it's going to... Anyway. You're a technology... Don't you have a degree? You got, like, a degree in technology. In computer...
Programming.
Bossing. Whatever. Boss of computers.
Programming, yeah.
Yeah, anyway... So what I'm saying is people love this kind of crap, like where they, like, watch a video of, like, the little eggs hatching or...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Or the bald eagle getting rescued by...
Oh, yeah.
The forest ranger, and then the bald eagle, like, gouged the forest ranger's eyes out immediately. That kind of stuff.
Money right and left.
You shouldn't rescue a bald eagle. If a bald eagle don't need rescue, those would, like, stab you in the face. Because they got, like, 4-inch talons.
Yeah. Kind of like turkeys do.
Freaking... Anyway. So.
And it hurts.
I'm just saying. What'd you sell? You made money.
That was you.
Oh, that was. Oh, yeah, that's a different one. Anyway.
Yeah, my phone's over here. Your phone's over
so
there.
So, what are you going to know when you. Let me backtrack.
So the clutch of eggs.
How's Camp Land have going? I went way off.
You went way off.
How's everything at Camp Land?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. But
it's a nightmare.
But production, you know, bees and honey and turkeys are trucking right along. My little Tom Quartet, which I refer to.
Okay, so what are you going to do if all these things, if all the clutch hatches? You got 12 brand new turkeys now.
That would be amazing if all 12 eggs hatched.
Oh, I'm sure not. That's not what will happen. Well, let's just say... 6 of them. Half. 50%. What are you going to do? You got 6 more turkeys.
Well, I don't know. Maybe sell some toms.
Well, I don't know, Tom. But let me tell
you
a story.
I named them today. Or I named them yesterday.
You named the eggs?
No, the poults.
Gift horse and the chicken and the mother with the bucket.
The young toms. I named them yesterday. I named them Larry, Curly, and Moe.
Alright! I like that.
Thanks.
The only thing I would like better than that is Groucho and Chico Zeppo.
Oh.
We
get more, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
some people say Harpo, but...
I probably won't have them by the time they hatch. Well,
not with that attitude.
Yeah. They'll move to their
They'll
move to their new home.
You don't act, but here's the thing, right? You don't actually want.
That's what I've been
like, this was
for.
An experience for you.
It was an experience for me. But that,
and you're
but
done
this,
with the experience.
But this was the goal I was striving for, was to actually, you know, get poults and breed the turkeys. And
you know who else?
Finally there. Isn't that crazy?
You know who else had goals?
Right before the end.
Michelle.
Not the 76 bucks.
No, they had goals, but they didn't achieve any of them.
They didn't make any goals.
No. For anyone interested, if you're new to our, apparently, public information, not OPSEC podcast, which I thought these were all private conversations, but they aren't anymore. So be much
more you're
going to
go with that for a while, aren't you?
With what I say, Barack Obama.
That was Rock of Ages.
Huh? No, Barack Obama. Oh, that's all I was saying. I'm done.
Okay.
Saying what I was saying. No, you can carry on.
Are you going to throw code into this podcast?
Code?
Yeah. You're going to speak in code with your OPSEC.
And you're speaking code. Hey, better go 7, Alpha 5. 12 Nitro, 7-6. What are you talking about? Code.
Niners!
Gotta put a Niner in there. You know what I'm so looking forward to is retiring. Anyway, I'm not involved in anything, so what are we talking about? At some point, I will retire from that thing I'm not involved in.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I want to hear the... What are you going to do? If you have a bunch of turkeys...
I have no idea what you're asking. You're asking about the turkeys?
What are you going to do? You're moving out of there, but you're going to have a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah.
So what are you going to... And all your bees are doing great.
I've given it all away already. I mean...
Oh, someone's going
I mean,
to
they're
get
still,
the bees?
They're still at Camp Lane, yeah, but... They have been given away.
Do you have a committed somebody
ownership
going
transfer? Yeah.
Someone's going to get the bees, and a committed someone's going to get the turkeys.
Yes.
All right, that's all I was worried about. I guess that's the end of the episode.
Oh, you were worried about was the camp laying out critters.
Sometimes I care about more than me. It's very rare, but sometimes.
Yeah, whatever. You always care about other people more than yourself.
No, no.
You are unselfish,
no.
Trevor.
I only care about if I get burritos.
Tacos.
Okay, sure. Either one.
Or ziti.
Yeah! Food.
With meat and carbs.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Is this where you want to stop this episode?
Well, it's your story about the turkeys and the bees. That's where I was getting at. I didn't really have a goal here. I was trying to get at your story. I was trying to give you a minute to express, everything going on.
Nobody wants to hear that. But.
Actually, I think they really, I think people really, after all these, what do you have, like 300 of these things? I think people would actually like here and there to hear you. Yeah. Like, is Howard Stern with this black woman?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't listen to
the
that
black
show.
Woman that's on the Howard
okay,
Stern
but show. I don't listen to that show.
No, I don't listen to it either.
Okay.
But every once in a while,
she's allowed
over.
To speak?
Not allowed to speak. She's like, shut up, Howard, and, like, tells her thing.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. Yeah.
I know, I just did that.
What, on the... This isn't the Howard Stern. That thing's still going. We're still recording?
Yes.
I'm just saying, you should get to talk when you want to talk.
I do.
No, no, you got a lot on you right now.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So throw it out there.
That's not what this is about. This isn't a therapy session.
Not with that attitude.
Right?
What do you think I'm doing every time we do this?
Oh, you're doing therapy every time we do an episode?
That's why I don't go to the VA.
It's laugh therapy.
Okay, whatever. This is a private good thing I was talking to you about, and now you put it on the thing.
Okay.
Whatever.